And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And we're making the turn here. Final little segment here for the computer corner. I just wanted to touch on an email here that it might have some interest for folks out there. David writes about PowerPoint. He says, I've seen PowerPoint used by other pastors, and I'd like to have it on my computer. Where would be the best, be my best bet on getting a good price? What all do I need? I already have Office, Word, Office Works, so on and so forth. Well, David, first of all, PowerPoint does come with certain versions of Office. I'm assuming you've already checked to make sure you don't have it. It can be purchased outright, I believe, just about any of the software. I mean, you can go online and kind of search around for the best pricing on those. The reason I'm bringing this up is there is an alternative that's actually free that you could download that would give you a similar program for creating presentations. Microsystems quite a while ago launched something called Star Office that is an absolutely free download. It's like Microsoft Office. It's got a word processor, spreadsheet, so on and so forth. So you could install it on a selective basis and tell it just to install what I'm not even sure what they call PowerPoint in there.
It's pretty obvious package. Whatever it is. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but the only downside to that, David, if you're thinking about going that route, is that if you exchange files with other people a lot, like you want to take this presentation that you're going to make and give it to other people to either edit or work on or view, they may have limited ability to do that because you're creating it in a different program than they have. So if you're going to be doing that and you're going to be collaborating with other people or sharing this with other people, you might want to stick with PowerPoint. And the best bet is use Google as your guide. Put in PowerPoint and sale, maybe as your search terms, and do a search for that, and you'll find all kinds of places all over that you can buy PowerPoint.
Yeah, and OpenOffice actually is the version you're going to want.
Yeah, OpenOffice. Because StarOffice, I think, was a WordPerfect product kind of weird thing.
No. StarOffice is part from Sun, but that's the apparently they charge $59 for that.
Yeah,
now.
They
I'm just
do
looking
that
at it right now. So, but take a look at that. You can a lot of these have the ability to interface with and actually work directly with Word files, with PowerPoint files. You can also just go to Google and type in PowerPoint alternatives.
Yep.
And if you only need to be able to show PowerPoint presentations, there's a free PowerPoint viewer at Microsoft.com. So depending upon exactly what you plan on doing, check those options out, David. Real quick here, I talked about Mozilla, and we've talked about this in the past. They came out with an alternative browser called Firefox, and the reason it's gained so much popularity.
Ooh, I have a Firefox sound file.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, that is. That's that. Is that the wild one?
It's Mozilla.
Mozilla.
Yeah.
Internet Explorer has been attacked by so many hackers. It's been under siege as far as folks trying to find ways to exploit it that this alternative basically lets you fly under the radar a little bit more so than Internet Explorer. When it first came out, obviously, there were really no known hacks to it or vulnerabilities. Since then, they've come up with several. So if you took our advice in the early days and downloaded Firefox, make sure you update to version 1.0, which is the current version, so that you can patch those known vulnerabilities. But the big deal is all the stuff that's designed to attack those of you that use Internet Explorer, you completely avoid by using Firefox. If you've got teenagers in the house, absolutely get them on Firefox. It'll help keep that machine under control more so than if they use Internet Explorer. You can read more about this in the East Valley Tribune business section, my newspaper column that will appear on Monday's business section, or obviously subscribe to our newsletter, so on and so forth. Perry, Barber, anyone else on hold, we will...
We'll grab you in just a second, so sit tight if you missed any part of the show. Of course, as always, our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see a virtual representation of the show there, including audio archives, which will be available a little bit later on.
And if you want the follow-up newsletter and you're not a subscriber, get subscribed right away before we go and do that next week. Reminding you now,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Corolla, Corolla.
Hey, how's the jingle for Toyota's 60-hour Corolla sale coming there?
Excellent. I mean, it is President's Day weekend, so I thought something like this.
Hail to Corolla, you're really a sweet car. Right now, you're an extra special value, too.
Oh, you know, maybe you could do a verse about the $159 a month Corolla lease offer.
Oh, beauty, thanks.
Happy birthday, George and Abe. In your honor, I must say, my wallet full of presidents on an awesome new Corolla.
Toyota's 60-hour Corolla sale is on. Lease a sporty, fun-to-drive Corolla.
Corolla for $159 a month for 36 months. The sale ends President's Day, so see your Valley Toyota dealers today.
60 hours, wow, Georgia nature would be proud. It's a 60-hour Corolla sale at your Valley Toyota dealers now!
I have no words.
$1,999 down payment. No security deposit on approved credit. 05 Corolla 159 lease for model number 1802. Excludes taxes, title, license, and dock fees. Total due at lease inception. Includes first month's payment, down payment, and acquisition fee of $400. 12,000 miles per year. 15 cents per mile thereafter. Visit buyatoyota.com or see dealer for full details.
Toyota moving forward!
Quality Block salutes companies and individuals making an effort to enhance the quality of life for all of us in our hometown community. Quality Block. It's a matter of product and service.
And this week, the spotlight falls on the House of Refuge volunteer husband and wife team of Brian and Susan Forrester, who head up the cooking team on Monday nights for the men at House of Refuge, as well as doing as much fundraising as their time allows. The Forresters see men at the House of Refuge who have been down and out for whatever reason, but are busy putting their lives back on track, and this inspires them to take nothing for granted and daily give themselves an attitude of gratitude reality check. The Foresters have gained the satisfaction of knowing they can give something freely without hesitation, and they encourage you to find a way you can do the same. So congratulations, Brian and Susan Forrester, for being this week's Quality Block, Quality of Life Volunteer of the Week.
That's this week's Quality on Quality, brought to you by Quality Block. It's a matter of product and service.
The most trusted news team, News Radio 620 KTAR Phoenix, Arizona's news, traffic, and weather station.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky.
Oh my God, I guess our roof is probably cracked.
A couple of tornadoes have hit rural San Diego County.
Most of the damage done to trees and power lines. I don't see a whole lot done to homes at this point, so it looks like most of the homes survived. But the tornado did knock down power lines. Two of them touched down, one in Fallbrook, which is northern San Diego County, and the other just across the border into Riverside County.
Reporter Mark Evans on the scene. The tornadoes are just part of what the Weather Channel's Jonathan Erdman says has been hitting Southern California all day.
Currently, this is the ninth wettest rainy season in Los Angeles, and those records go back to 1877. L.A. has picked up over 27 inches of rain this rainy season. And just for comparison's sake, folks in Seattle, which we normally think of as a rainy place, have only picked up about 15 inches of rain. So it's been much wetter in L.A. than it is in Seattle, which just goes against your intuition.
Your intuition might also tell you that when the commissioner of a sport cancels a season, it means no more games. Well, hockey players and owners are still trying. They've been meeting in New York today to try to come up with a labor agreement that will put at least a couple of games on the ice this season. This has been the bloodiest day in Iraq since the country's elections. At least 50 people have been killed in multiple attacks aimed at Shiite Muslims celebrating their holy day of Ashura. There are new allegations of abuse at one of the nation's premier military academies. Cadets are complaining of religious intolerance at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
Of the roughly 4,000 cadets at the Air Force Academy, about 93% are Christian. The minority students there say they have been subjected to verbal abuse and made to feel like second-class citizens.
The Air Force Academy was involved in a sex abuse scandal in 2003. The Navy has commissioned the USS Jimmy Carter. It's the most heavily armed attack submarine ever built, and Carter was on hand in Connecticut. You're listening to ABC News.
The Cold Sore Case Files, sponsored by Xylactin. Meet Chloe.
Hey!
Chloe has a job interview.
I'm ready.
Chloe also has a tingle on her lip.
Ew.
An itchy tingle that could erupt into a cold sore.
Oh!
Thankfully, Chloe knows about Xylactin L.
Where's the Xylactin L?
Xylactin L's penetrating formula speeds relief by treating cold sores even before they break out.
Take that!
So Chloe can go to her job interview with confidence. Good luck, Chloe.
Oh, mind if I take this cab? Thanks.
Hey!
Got a cold sore? Zap it with Xylactin.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now, there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep. Guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
Continues to be a soggy day in many portions of the state. No major problems reported as a result of the weather. Good afternoon at 2:03, 58 degrees at News Radio 620 KTAR. I'm Jim Cross. First, a serious accident on Interstate 10 near 51st Avenue is blocking traffic, and we will have more on that at 2:30. Parts of the Phoenix area got up to 1.5 inches of rain. Many flood warnings remain in effect. The National Weather Service says Cave Creek and the Agua Fria crested well below flood stage. Tonto Creek is running fast. No serious problems have been reported. Some residents on the east side of the creek have been cut off. The Gila County Emergency Management says evacuations have not been necessary. Don't look for the wet weather to be over anytime soon.
The whole wet season that we've had is somewhat the result of something that's called El Nino. It's a warming of the Pacific Ocean. And that's expected to last all the way.